You know what strikes me as very, very bizarre? And it's proof that you can pretty much sell the American public just about anything if you market it right. Or convince the American public of something terrible if you market it right. There's more support in Wisconsin, probably in the United States, for legalizing pot, which honestly, you kind of have to contort yourself to explain the medicinal benefits of weed. But there's more support for that, for recreational pot use. Now, we're not talking about medical pot. The referenda on the ballot on Tuesday were not medical pot. They were for recreational pot use. Then there is for improving access to smokers who want to quit smoking using e-cigarettes. If you would have done a referendum in Wisconsin saying, do you think that we should make e-cigarettes easier to, you know, more available, perhaps reduce the excise tax or sales tax on them to encourage adult smokers to quit smoking, it would probably have failed. And yet the weed referenda were smoking, forgive the pun, smoking up the joint on Tuesday. And that is simply because one group's constituency has effective marketing and the other group's constituency practically doesn't exist. And in fact, the marketing is against it. I've got Jeff Steyer on from the Consumer Choice Center. I mean, this goes all the way up to the FDA. I was telling you, Jeff, that even the insurance companies have bought into the nonsense. Our insurance here at iHeartMedia is charging people a premium if they vape. It's as if they're still smoking cigarettes, even though their health has improved. In the meantime, you know, smoking weed for recreational purposes seems to be all the rage right now, and I don't get it.
Well, Vicki, if this upsets you, you should brace yourself, because I am hearing that there will be an announcement from the FDA tomorrow that there will be further restrictions on the availability of e-cigarettes for adult smokers. Now, we know that the FDA has already and properly banned sales of e-cigarettes to minors. Good. But now that isn't enough for the FDA. If you go to a convenience store or a gas station where an adult smoker has been buying their cigarettes for 40 years, and that adult smoker wants to reduce their risk and switch to a less harmful product like an e-cigarette, they will not be able to get their choice of flavored e-cigarettes at the same place where they are allowed to buy cigarettes, convenience stores, gas stations, 7-Eleven, you name it. They can't go, once this rule that is supposedly going to be announced tomorrow morning comes out, it will be easier to buy cigarettes than it will be to buy e-cigarettes. You could buy them online, but, you know, kids buy things online. But if you're an adult smoker who's been buying cigarettes for 40 years at your gas station, the last thing we want to do is give adult smokers another excuse not to quit smoking. And that's exactly what the FDA is set to announce.
It's for the
tomorrow.
Kids, right, Jeff? It's for the kids. At the same time, with the proliferation of legal weed across the United States, guess what is also correspondingly happening with youth marijuana use? It's going up. It's going up because they're promoting this as if somehow there's nothing wrong with it. And then the for the kids doesn't even enter into it. And yet this is the excuse the FDA is giving, because apparently we have this rash of a problem of 7-Eleven stores not carding kids when they're buying cigarettes.
You know, I think we should have the FDA enforce the laws that are already on the books.
I think Scott Gottlieb ought to be fired, is what I think. So much promise, such a poor performance.
Vicki, if you see the piece that I wrote in the American Greatness late last night and this morning, I encourage President Trump to ask Dr. Gottlieb at the FDA, preferably in an exit interview, why he couldn't do what the FDA, what the Trump administration promised it would do, which is to deregulate while still protecting public health. And to do that is very simple in this particular case of e-cigarettes. It requires two things: enforcing the law against sales to minors, and two, encouraging adult smokers to quit smoking by any means possible, including the use of e-cigarettes, even as the American Cancer Society now encourages adult smokers to do. Why the FDA couldn't do that, and why they've gone off the rails, as I think we're going to see tomorrow, is enough for the administration to ask Dr. Gottlieb to step down from his post at the FDA. If he can't handle something as straightforward as, no, kids shouldn't do this, and if there are bad actors, the FDA has the authority to ask, and yes, adult smokers should use these products if the gum and the patch aren't working for them, it's pretty straightforward. Yet this FDA, I mean, this is something that the Obama FDA was unwilling to do. The Obama FDA tried to ban e-cigarette flavors, and its own OMB, the Obama White House, said, no, you can't do that. Now, as a result, as you properly point out, of the opinion making by activist groups such as the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, which falsely states that if you vape, you are therefore four times more likely to start smoking, as if there were some causal relationship. And that opinion that was manufactured by pharmaceutical-funded activist groups has now persuaded the FDA to take away products meant for adult smokers from adult smokers in the name of kids, where it's already illegal.
By the way, in the name of kids who aren't even smoking. By the way, in the name of kids who aren't even smoking, we have the lowest level of youth tobacco use ever. And now we've actually got an adult population that has seen its tobacco use reduced to 13.5%. That's a spike the football kind of moment. And the reason why that happened is not because of Chantix or any of these drugs which have been on the market forever and ever, not because of PSAs, but because a new game-changing product came on the marketplace in 2007.
You know how much more successful, Vicky, these products would be in terms of getting adult smokers to quit, if the U.S. government only did what they're doing in the U.K., which is encouraging smokers to switch to these products, being honest about the science. They do not have an epidemic of teen vaping in the U.K., even though they're widely available and even though the government encourages their use to adult smokers. In the U.S., yes, smoking has declined dramatically and increasingly, in the years that e-cigarettes have been available, even while activists have warned of a so-called gateway effect from e-cigarettes, that has not materialized. Yet in the U.S., the federal government, even in the Trump administration, has been afraid to admit the science, as we've seen around the world, that vaping helps smokers quit smoking. And e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than cigarette smoking, yet inexplicably, it will be harder to buy your choice of flavored e-cigarettes
than a pack of Marlboros.
In a convenience store than a pack of combustible cigarettes. We've gone off the rails, Vicky, and the president should
hold the
FDA accountable.
We have gone off the rails. The culture's gone off the rails. Again, I point out that there's all of this newfound enthusiasm for toking up a big fat one, but the same people would, you know, cross their fingers and say bad if an adult smoker is trying to quit smoking by vaping. I've honestly, there is no explanation for this. And Dr. Gottlieb, that explanation is pure pandering by political interest groups to his own ego or his bottom line, and shame on him. Because when he was appointed, there were an awful lot of people out there saying, ah, finally, somebody who's rational, who understands the marketplace, who also understands that science matters. And he's completely ignoring it.
Well, I believe, Vicky, this is a true test in the post-midterm election, whether President Trump is committed to keeping his promise to the American people about deregulating. This is not something the president can blame on Congress. In the previous 2 years, the president had a legitimate argument that Congress didn't pass enough of his initiatives. This is an executive-level decision at the FDA to ban most e-cigarettes from convenience stores and gas stations. And I believe, Vicky, that you're going to hear more news tomorrow that the FDA may ban menthol cigarettes, which can be easily self-mentholated. You can make your own. This is something that the Obama administration decided not to do. And now the FDA is being more regulatory, more restrictive than even the Obama administration was. And the president needs to ask, as I write, preferably in an exit interview, why the FDA couldn't do its job of both protecting public health while at the same time deregulating. And in my piece in American Greatness, I lay out how exactly that could have been done. Yet, Dr. Gottlieb says, no, we're going to ban menthol cigarettes, we're going to ban e-cigarettes, the flavors that adults choose to get. And what makes it most mind-boggling is banning menthol cigarettes will be very hard to enforce. Yet the FDA could not enforce something that was relatively easy to enforce, which was banning sales to minors. The FDA couldn't get that right, and it wants to take on more authority. It doesn't deserve that authority.
Now, I guarantee you that, first off, menthol cigarettes are not going to be banned. That's not going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is, first, the tobacco companies will kick back, and secondly, somebody's going to claim it's racist to ban menthol cigarettes. There's no organized constituency for people who have quit smoking without, you know, some pre-approved government process to do it. That's the problem. The problem is the people who do this but they're just so scattered. They don't. This isn't a political cause to these people.
Absolutely.
It's just, hey, man, I needed to quit smoking. This is how I did it.
They want to put points on the board. But Vicky, I'm not saying that in the end menthol will be bad. I am saying that the FDA may make an announcement tomorrow that it's moving in that direction. And I think this administration should look at that decision, which the Obama administration wouldn't do, and the decision to take flavored e-cigarettes out of the hands of adult smokers. And the Trump administration needs to understand why this FDA has failed to do what it promised.
How many people die every year from smoking-related illnesses? It's quite high.
Some 400,000 Americans die every year from cigarette smoking-related illness.
Okay, 400,000. Boy, wouldn't it be something to see that drop? Imagine the savings we might be able to rack up in terms of healthcare costs if you actually took away the one big thing. I mean, you know, overeating does all kinds of things, you know, bad lifestyle choices, et cetera. But boy, there's one big thing you can do that can improve your health substantially. And of course, that's quit smoking. And this is a product that helps people do that. And, you know, I guess saving 100,000 here, maybe 50,000, 100,000 lives, just not worth it to the FDA.
Vicky, in the UK, the government estimates that at least 20,000 smokers in that relatively small country have quit smoking every year since e-cigarettes have become available. We could do much better than that in the U.S., but the government isn't telling the truth about the product, and now it wants to take it out of the hands of adult smokers. And, you know, we can blame Dr. Gottlieb all we want. We blame the campaign for tobacco-free kids. But somebody who has the ear of President Trump needs to ask him why his FDA can't do what his EPA is doing, why it can't do what other agencies are doing, which is cutting regulations while still protecting the public. Does the president believe that you can't deregulate and protect public health? Or did Dr. Gottlieb go off the rails here? And I think the answer is very clear. There is a very simple regulatory approach, and that is simply enforcing the ban on sales to minors, which already exists, and making these products available to adult smokers. Deregulating and doing so smartly would save more lives than unnecessary, unenforceable expansion of regulation.
And you're talking about a necessary and ultimately dangerous potentially as well, because you're talking about people who might be dissuaded from switching. You might talk about people who kids who, instead of maybe reaching for a Juul, are going to reach for a pack of Camels. This is the kind of stuff you're talking about. Does nobody want to know the reason why so many fewer adults are smoking cigarettes and so many fewer kids are trying them? Does nobody want to actually answer the question, how did that happen? Was there something magical? Was there like magical dust that was sprinkled over America and suddenly this miracle took place after how many millions, possibly billions of dollars in public service announcements and campaigns,
taxes,
and bans and taxes? It wasn't taxes. It was a new product that came and changed the public health game.
Vicky, there's been a gradual decline in smoking, too slow if you ask me, for many years, even before e-cigarettes. But when e-cigarettes became popular in the United States, that gradual decline became a steep decline. And I am worried that when we look back and mark tomorrow's date, we are going to see us going back to a gradual decline. And the lack of steep decline that happens from this day forward will be on Dr. Gottlieb's watch, and that is why the president needs to let Dr. Gottlieb go back to the private sector.
I agree. You know what I'm doing right now, Jeff?
Yeah.
I'm vaping. Right now.
Well, you're not smoking. That
means but I'm not smoking. Odd, isn't it? I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, this was, talk about one of the single biggest appalling disappointments of the Trump administration. I don't know if he knew it ahead of time. I don't think he anticipated, Trump I'm talking about, anticipated that Gottlieb would go off the rails, but I hope he takes heed. You know, you're closer to people who have his ear than I am, but, you know...
Ultimately, it's the voters, and I understand the voters in your state are very important.
Voters in my state are extremely important, as a matter of fact. We are, again, the known center of the political universe. Jeff Steyer, thank you for coming on the program from Consumer Choice Center. Disappointing. I hope you're wrong. I do.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for coming
on. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you. We'll be right back.